In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we know that yesterday was the feast of St. Nicholas, but we are continuing the celebration today. Today is our Sunday of St. Nicholas. And there's a story about why our church is named St. Nicholas. This is a story that they might tell you on one of those trolley tours around Salem. Have you been on one of the red trolleys that goes through town? And they tell you stories about different parts of Salem. Well, there's a story that I sometimes hear about why our church is named St. Nicholas. I don't know if it's completely true. I think it may not be completely true, but here's the story, okay? When our church was built a long time ago, the king of Russia, the old king of Russia, right? And in Russian, the word for king is czar. You probably have heard that word. The czar wanted a place for all the Russian sailors to worship when they were on voyages to the New England coast. When they visited here, the old king of Russia, the czar, wanted a place for his sailors to worship. And since St. Nicholas is a very special saint for sailors and to all passengers who travel on the seas and on the oceans, the czar decided that he wanted his Orthodox church, our church right here, the one you're sitting in, to be named St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas would be a haven. This would be a safe place for all who sail to this part of the world. And St. Nicholas would pray for all of those who traveled here on the seas and the oceans to reach this place. Okay. Now, when you came here this morning, did you leave your house and get on a boat and sail down Route 128 to come here? No? No, did anybody take a boat to get here today? No? No, we don't travel here by boat anymore, right? So since we don't travel by boat to here anymore, right, maybe we should change the name of the church. Right? You think the bishop would let me do that? No, not even the bishop would let me do that. No. But maybe we do. Or maybe we could change the name of a church since we all kind of drove here, right? We all came in cars. We could find a new saint, one that's very close to those who travel on four wheels. Right? But we're not going to change the name of the church. And you know what? We don't have to. And here's the reason why. You and I, all of us, right now, are in a boat. Right now. You're in a boat. You didn't know that, did you? We are in a sailing ship, you and I, right now. This room that we're in, this big square room that we are in, every Orthodox church has a room just like it. And it has a very special name. Okay, it's called the nave. Can you say that? Nave. So this big room where we are all in right now is called the nave. Every single Orthodox church in the entire world has a room like this called a nave. N-A-V-E. Nave. It's a word that means, guess what? It means boat or ship. You're in a boat right now, right? And you hear that word nave, and you sometimes also hear the word navigate, which means to sail. Or you think of the word navy, right, which is a bunch of ships. Right. So St. Nicholas is very much a great name for this church. So really, it's a great name for all churches, since every Orthodox church has exactly what you're sitting in right now, a boat, a nave, right? So I started thinking this morning, okay, if the church is a ship, right, what kind of ship is the church supposed to be? There are lots of kinds of ships when you think about it. Which of those kinds of ships are we sailing in when we come to church? Let's think for that a bit. Let's think about the different kinds of ships that there are, about what you can do on those ships, what those ships are good for. Maybe the church is like one of those ships. Let's think about that for a moment. Different kinds of ships. I can get us started, right? You know what the first ship that comes to my mind when I think of the word ship? Cruise ship, right? Have you ever been on a cruise ship or your parents been on a cruise ship? Right? Do you know what a cruise ship does? What does a cruise ship do? It's big. Most of them are usually big. Do they go anywhere? Vacation. They're for vacation. But the cruise ship, right? Do they go to any particular place? Actually, kind of no. I mean, no is the right answer. Cruise ships do sort of stop in different places. But the reason you go on a cruise ship is to be on the ship, right? The ship is kind of the destination. You go and you enjoy the entertainment. You hope you get to know the captain and the crew very well, and you hope you like them very well, right? You enjoy a good meal every now and again. But going to the boat, going to the cruise ship is kind of the point, right? Is church like that? Right? Is church supposed to be a place where we come and we relax and we hang out with friends, and that's kind of the whole point of coming to church? Is that the kind of ship this is? Right? Maybe for some people it is, but it's not supposed to be, right? What about other kind of ships? I mentioned the Navy. What kind of ships are in the Navy? Anton.
Coast Guard.
There are Coast Guard ships, right? And in the Navy, and the Coast Guard ships are there to protect those, to protect the coast, right? I thought I heard Post Guard. I'm glad I asked. But also, what are some other ships that we find in the Navy? Right? Do they fish? No, they don't fish in the Navy. What do they do? What's the point of the Navy? They have battleships, right? So maybe the ship that we're in when we come to the church, maybe this is a battleship, right? Do you think so? A place where we wage war, where we can find weapons to defeat our enemies, right? Maybe that's what we, right? This is a ship that brings destruction, no? Do you think we come to church for that? You know, maybe some people do. Maybe some people see themselves as soldiers of a worthy cause, and they want to pick a fight with others who disagree with them. I hope not, but maybe some people do, right? You know, there are other ships in the Navy. So you mentioned Coast Guard. What about the ones that do this? Submarines, right? Maybe if the church is a ship, maybe the church is a submarine. What do you think? What do submarines do? They disappear. They move underwater. Is the church like that? Have you ever told someone, for instance, hey, I go to St. Nicholas Orthodox Church in Salem, and they say, I've never seen or heard of a church like that, right? You ever hear that? Right? Well, if you do, I do sometimes hear that. Maybe it's because people sometimes think that our ship out here really is a submarine, right? That we're hidden and we're below the surface and we never come up. We never want to be seen. I hope that's not why people come to church, because they want to hide, right? Any other kinds of ships? Maybe a couple of more. Think now about not water and not land, but think about space. Spaceships, or the mothership. Maybe it's an alien ship or something like that. Rocket ship, right? They fly to the stars. The space shuttle, right? Spaceships like that. So maybe the ship is like that. Maybe the reason people come to church are the same reasons that they get up into a starship, right? They want to get away from things. They want to escape. They want to go to places that are far away, right? Is the church like that, right? Is the church like that? We want to get away from the planet Earth, right? Maybe for some people it is. Maybe for some people it is, right? Maybe some people come here to get away from things, just to escape, right? Maybe church is a nice distraction for them. Or maybe they like all the alien life forms, all the strange stuff that they see here, right? Orthodox Christians are kind of weird when you compare us to other earthlings, I think, right? Or maybe, as one final example, maybe it's a pirate ship. Maybe the church is a pirate ship, right? Maybe people are looking for treasure here, right? They come to church because they want to be young and fit and healthy and rich, and we've got the treasure box, and they want God to unlock it for them, right? Right? Some people do. Some people. You know, they think of the church in all of these different ways. But these are not good ways to think about the church. And so the last thing that I want to share with you are three ships or boats that I think the church is like. And these are boats and ships that we encounter and find in the Bible, in Scripture. So if this nave, if this place that St. Nicholas prays for is a ship, then it's got to be like some of those boats and ships in the Bible. Now, do you know a boat in the Bible? The first one that comes to my mind, Noah's Ark, right? What happens on Noah's Ark? Now you got to tell me what happens in Noah's Ark, right? They put what in? Animals. Why? Because the animals want to go there? To save them. Exactly. So God asks Noah, build this big boat, build this ark. And into the ark, please invite your family, all the animals of the earth that you can get in there, because I want to protect them. So our nave, this room that you're sitting in, our nave is a boat like Noah's Ark, right? Not a pirate ship, not a battleship, not a cruise ship. It's at least like Noah's Ark. This is a place where we are safe. This is a place where our Heavenly Father says, come and let me take care of you, all right? A couple of other boats. Now, you might not think of a boat when you think of the following story, but what happens to the prophet Jonah? Do you remember his story? When you hear the word or the name prophet Jonah, what's one of the first things that you think of? Right, being swallowed by the great fish or the whale, right? But he had to get in the water. Do you remember how Jonah gets into the water? Emmy. Yeah, he jumps off a boat, right? He's running away from God. God wants him to do a very difficult task. And he says, no, thank you, God. And he wants to escape from God. And he jumps in a boat and he sails. But then God sends a storm. And Jonah knows the only reason that the storm is threatening this boat is because I'm on it. God wants me to do his work. I'm going to have to trust him. I'm going to have to jump off the boat and into the water. And we know as soon as Jonah does that, the storm goes away, right? But Jonah's not left there. Jonah's not left to struggle in the water and to die. God saves Jonah. He gets swallowed by a fish, but still he saves Jonah. And 3 days later, he finds himself on dry land, right? Our boat, our nave, our church is like Jonah's boat. We come here, but we can't stay here, right? It's like Noah's Ark. It's safe, but then we have to leave this place. We have to jump back out into the waters. God has very important work for us to do, just like he had for Jonah to do. He wants us to love our neighbor. He wants us to love our brothers and sisters, our family members. He wants us to be a friend to those who are around us, right? So our church is like Jonah's boat, because we have to jump back into the waters and to trust that God will take care of us. And he will be with us. And St. Nicholas will be with us too. He prays for all of those who travel in boats like those. So one more boat. This one you may not realize you know a lot about, actually. It's the boat that's mentioned the most in the Bible. It's mentioned almost every other chapter in the Gospels, right? It's this boat that Jesus always seems to be traveling in. We hear over and over again, Jesus tells his disciples to push their boat off so we can go to the other side. And all kinds of stuff happened in the New Testament, right, on that boat. It might be Peter's boat. It might be the boat of the other disciples, James and John. But they're always taking Jesus somewhere in his boat, right? Sometimes Jesus is asleep in the boat. Do you remember that story? Sometimes I think Jesus is asleep here, right? Unless we wake him up. Sometimes he doesn't sleep. Sometimes he preaches from that boat. Sometimes he saves his disciples from the boat by making the storms go away. Sometimes he fills up their boat with so much fish that the nets begin to break. Do you remember that one? So if our church is a ship, it's got to be a boat like that one. It's got to be a boat where Jesus is. It's got to be a boat like the disciples' boat. It's where Jesus meets us. It's where Jesus gives us his life. This is where we hear his words. This is where we grow to be more and more like him. This is where Jesus gives us his forgiveness, just like he gave it to his disciples. And this is the place where Jesus wants us to bring our friends. He wants us to catch fish too. He wants us to go out and catch our friends and neighbors so that they might be able to call this their boat too, right? St. Nicholas prays for us, boys and girls, and for everyone who enters this nave. This is the ship, this nave, this church. This is the ship. It's the ship of our salvation. Thank you very much. You can go sit down.